Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
They're not even hiding it. They're cool with violence. In fact, they love it. They try to foment violence. We saw that this weekend with the Chicago police held back on purpose. Boy, that was evil. And folks, it's daily now. It's like bombshells going off. They just can't help themselves. And Virginia is ground zero. The guy, think about this for a minute. Can you imagine living in this state, okay? The guy, Jay Jones, running for attorney general, he's the Democrat nominee. Texts of his from 2022 have just come out. In them, he's fantasizing about killing former Virginia House Speaker Todd Gilbert, because again, this is 2022. Gilbert was holding a like kind of a memorial service for a Black Democrat elder lawmaker who'd passed to honor his life. In texts sent to Republican House Delegate Kerry Coyner, Jones, who wants to again be the top cop in Virginia, entertained a hypothetical scenario in which he had a gun with only two bullets and was presented with two dictators and House Speaker Todd Gilbert. He said he'd shoot Gilbert twice every time. Well, after being admonished by Coyner, who's like, that's really sick, dude, stop. Jones calls her and continues to defend the use of political violence. Talking about hoping that Gilbert's two children who were under the age of 10 would die. Yes, I've told you this before. Only when people feel pain personally do they move, on policy. Jones wrote that Gilbert and his wife were evil and they were breeding little fascists who, of course, needed to die, and that he would piss on the graves of Virginia Republicans when they died. You know, so normal Democrat stuff, I guess. Now, folks, if this was one of us, come on, you know. Folks, we remember the absolute atrocity of Nancy Pelosi's laptop being kind of damaged on January 6th, but nothing else really. And their horror, you know, of having to get the laptop repaired and how bad it was. Yeah, murder of the opponents, no big deal. In fact, they were trying to achieve that this weekend in Chicago. They just got busted when they held back the cops, let the thugs have a whack at it. Literally. So over the weekend, NBC News, just about every mainstream media, i.e. liberal media outlet, blocked this out. NBC News did have a guest who commented on it, though.
Can I also say in your interview with Leader Jeffries that can we stop with the pearl clutching about the mean tweets and sombrero tweets, that this week it came to light that a Democrat candidate for Attorney General State of Virginia called for the assassination of a political opponent, called for the assassination of that political opponent's family, and there's not one national Democrat calling for him to step aside.
Don't care.
It's disgraceful.
No, they don't care. He didn't even lose a single endorsement. The Democrat gubernatorial candidate's like, well, you know, he apologized. And you can't trust a guy like that. He's not going to protect Republicans when somebody tries to hurt or kill them. In that state, it's not happening. Folks, look at what just the last week has wrought. This came out over the weekend. Seattle Mayor Bruce Sherrill is asked in a forum, you know, we have the fourth highest violent crime rate in the whole country. We got all these people running around, six or seven, you know, convictions. Should we at some point, sir, you're a Democrat, should we at some point like put them in prison?
The criminal system has had a disparate impact on black and brown communities. Let me lead with that. So when this person is committing six or seven crimes, I don't know his or her story. Maybe they were abused as a child. Maybe they're hungry. So my remedy is to find their life story to see how we could help first. I have no desire to put them in jail.
That's where they are, folks. Post George Floyd, they can't do it. They can't do it. If the person is brown, black, illegal immigrant, they are perceived by the Democrats as victims of the system. It does not matter what they do. It does not matter. That's where the Democrats are. That is dangerous. That's what we have to break. I mean, let folks, Zohran Mamdani, I didn't even make enough of this last week. Asada Shakur, who murdered, cold blood executed, a highway patrol trooper in New Jersey for making the mistake of just pulling her over. Convicted, sentenced to life in prison, jailbreak with the help of her Marxist friend. She escapes to Cuba while she lived her life out there, died at 78. The Democrat Socialist of America, Zohran Mamdani's party, the guy running to be mayor of New York, praised her life. What a wonderful person she was. She executed a trooper. Simple question, Mr. Mamdani. Do you condemn your party lauding her life, praising her? I mean, she's kind of an assassin. She killed an innocent trooper who just pulled them over. By the way, he didn't even know who they were, but deserved to die, apparently. How hard is it to say, yes, they shouldn't have tweeted that. I condemn that. No. We don't murder law enforcement officers. He wouldn't do it.
New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani refusing to condemn the Democratic Socialists of America tribute to convicted cop killer Asada Shakur. Mamdani pressed on the topic after the group said, quote, the American state brutally oppressed Asada and her Black Panthers party comrades.
You disavow your DSA comrades when they were kind of glorifying Asada Shakur.
Look, I am running to be the mayor of New York City. I'm running to represent the people of the city. My focus is on the issues of this city, and I'm accountable to those very same New Yorkers.
Shakur was convicted in 1977 for murdering New Jersey.
Yeah, no, murder. I mean, can you imagine being a cop or a law enforcement under that guy, officer? Eh, a little execution. It's fine. They probably deserved it. Yeah, no, I'm not condemning that. Modern Democrat Party, y'all. And then this weekend, the assassin who went to kill Brett Kavanaugh, DOJ asked for 30 years. He gets 8. Folks, the only reason he didn't do it is he got there and there was a security detail. Which, by the way, remember, Democrats refused under Joe Biden to enforce federal law that says you can't protest in front of a Supreme Court justice's home. This liberal loon heard about it and went, oh, cool, I could kill a Supreme Court justice. And he just about did. So now we know what a Supreme Court justice's life is worth, 8 years. Now, if this was Sonia Sotomayor, we'd never hear the end of it. I mean, every Republican would have to condemn. We'd be told we did this with our rhetoric, but it's them, so it's no big deal. This is not going in a good direction. They've got to pay a price for this politically, or it's never going to end.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.